Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Microsoft Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golan Zalabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team.
And what have you been up to lately?
Oh, I'll let you know what I've been up to
lately. Oh, really? Oh,
I was in Tech Ed, North America, New Orleans.
Whoa, that was in New Orleans?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my God, I love that city. I fell in love with it.
It
is just full of life. Yeah. Full of life. Crazy city. Oh, I love it. And you can walk everywhere. It's not too big, so you don't have to always take public transportation. So you can walk everywhere, and it's full of life, and there's things going on. It's happening. I love it. I want to go back now.
I'm moving
to New Orleans.
I have not had nearly enough coffee for this much
energy. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll take it easy. It's like I'm drinking coffee now. Just keep going.
No, I'm insecure. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, it was awesome, though.
Yeah. So
the food?
The food was delicious, let me tell you.
Awesome.
But yeah, so we went to Tech Ed North America. And
what is Tech Ed?
Oh, you guys don't know what Tech Ed is, huh?
Well,
I can read the description for you. So, we don't have a description. Well, Tech Ed is just like, it is the IT pro, there's some developer content, but it's just this huge event. And it happens in North America, it happens all over the world, actually. It's Tech Ed, like, Russia, there's Tech Ed, everything. But, so what Channel 9 covers, though, is Tech Ed North America and Tech Ed Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing Europe this year. Well, we're covering it as in we're hosting it, and we host all of the events, but Channel 9 Live, so
right.
That's a part of the team I'm on.
Yeah,
so we
go
to these events, and then we have these amazing people come up on stage, and we interview them, and we're streaming live.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. So if you come down to the Channel 9 site, you go to events, you go to Tech Ed North America, we have a little session type, and you click this, and you can filter it, and that's everything I worked on.
Nice.
So there's like 750 sessions.
Dude.
All online, all on demand, all free.
Wow.
But I only worked on like 30 to 40 of them. But it's still, you know, a lot. So we have all our videos up.
Toyota Racing? What?
Oh, that one's not done yet. We're working on it. We're going to edit it. But it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Wait till that one's up.
Did you like burn rubber and stuff?
No, but we talked to NASCAR drivers, and like it was pretty cool.
That's
they're using
awesome.
The Surface, and it's some cool stuff there.
So this is like Tech Ed is like this is like tech professionals, IT professionals
mm-hmm.
that go to this thing,
mm-hmm. and they learn what's new. So they were talking about a lot of Microsoft System Center. There's like the new one that came out,
mm-hmm.
and they just talk about all this new stuff. It's like breaking news for Microsoft and IT pros,
cool.
and really cool stuff. So we had a lot of interviews going on, and that's what I was up to.
That
Look how cute
awesome.
Our stage is, and we have people mic'd up, and it's really cool camera angles. It's just so much fun. I love live. I love live events.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing, because you're going to be going to one in just about a month.
In Russia.
We are only 4 weeks away from the Imagine Cup Worldwide Finals in St. Petersburg.
It's no New Orleans, but I'll go to Russia. I'll take it.
I think St. Petersburg is a little bit older. Anyway.
Yeah, a little more historic.
Yeah.
But what have you been up to?
You know, I was on a boat.
He was on a boat.
I was on a boat. Yeah, yesterday the Imagine Cup team and some of our other folks that work in academic, you know, to work with students
mm-hmm.
and faculty, we took a few hours off to take a break because it's a really crazy time right now, and we got on a sailboat and we sailed around in Puget Sound for a few hours, and as it turned out, there really wasn't any wind.
So y'all just sat on your boat.
Yeah.
Quality bonding time. Was everyone on their laptops and phone, like answering emails, trying to get work done?
Well, we tried not to because the idea was
to throw the phones overboard and the laptops overboard.
Well,
and
we were all
to
there,
the
so like we wouldn't be emailing each other,
that's
you know,
true.
Like we could just talk to each other. So
I don't know, when I go out with my friends, we're all at a dinner table and we're still texting each other.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I totally believe that.
What did you order?
That's
a little awkward.
That guy next to you is really awesome.
That does happen often, actually.
Yeah.
We do text each other.
I believe that. Yeah.
But I'm glad you and your team had fun. You guys
good.
Relaxed.
It was good. I think we got too much sun. We were just kind of sitting there for 4 hours in the sunshine. So
little sunburn. You know,
little sunburn, a little weary.
Okay.
But I hauled a rope.
Oh, nice.
Like a
so
rope.
One rope.
I hauled a rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like a total sailor.
All right, on to the news.
Born to the sea. All right.
What
so
do we have?
First thing up, I'm very happy to say that our team pages are online. If you go to imaginecup.com, you'll find that all 86 of our world finalist teams Ooh. Heading to St. Petersburg next month.
86.
It's a lot of students.
A lot of students coming into St. Petersburg.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Like a tidal wave of talent. So, but they're all up on our website right now, and we have their projects. We've got screenshots. We're going to have videos coming up soon. Let's go hit that. Yep, here we go. So you can see this is an example here, Team Aid from Malta in the World Citizenship Competition. there's that team. They look awesome. So, you know, they're a mentor right there at a Microsoft Innovation Center, looks like.
Cool.
And they talk about their project, what they learned. There's some stuff up here about, you know, some of their inspiration, where it came from, what they're thinking about. In this case, they're doing kind of using Connect to work on some medical stuff about feedback between doing physiotherapy and the patient and the doctor, measuring what's going on and so forth.
Cool,
so it's
cool.
A cool project, looks really great.
And you have screenshots at the bottom?
Yep, some screenshots, how it works.
Nice.
Get a sneak peek at what's going on. Really cool stuff, and there's 85 more just like this.
So you said you have trailers coming up?
Coming up soon, yeah, because the teams have made some really great trailers, like little 30-second videos, you know, little taste.
Crazy graphics and explosions and...
Or a webcam in a dorm room and someone talking to it earnestly.
Okay, that works too.
Yeah.
No worries. Very cool.
Low budgets in these things.
All
right. So we're going to get those up here shortly as well, and it's going to be pretty great.
I'll make sure to watch them all before we go to St. Petersburg.
It is high class.
I'll know all of them. I'll memorize all the people's faces, and I'll go up to each student. Like, I know you. I know you. I know you.
It's and they'll be like, it's Atlee.
I know you. They're going to what?
It's Atlee that talks real fast. Yes, she is. She's so excited.
New Orleans is awesome. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad. I had a great time in New Orleans many years ago now, but I loved it.
Cool.
So, you know, in New Orleans, there's this one street, I can't remember the name of it, but there's this this metal wire, this cable or something, that goes to like a telephone pole or something.
Okay.
And if you touch that cable, it's just sitting there, and you touch a nearby, this metal telephone booth, this like old-fashioned, old wrought iron thing, then electrical current begins passing through your body. And it's kind of intense.
I'm pretty sure it's not good for you.
I don't know that it is, but they called it the juice bar.
Okay.
Because it's like, I got juice in me or something.
That's kind of cool. I should have done that.
It was like a crazy, weird New Orleans thing.
But then
thing.
I probably would have been even more excited and hyper.
That's true. Yes,
exactly. Electricity. All right, what do we have here?
All right, so we have we have one more award to announce.
Giving out too many awards. You're giving out too many things to these kids. You're spoiling them.
It's a lot, actually. It's a lot. In fact, we've got well over, I think it's over $150,000 in award prizes. And that's on top of the whole competition prizes and so forth. We have so many awards this year. It's really great.
It
actually means that a lot of teams are going to win stuff this year, which is great. So our friends at Samsung, who make some really fantastic Windows 8 laptops, touch screens, detachable screen becomes a tablet with a stylus and all this crazy stuff. Really great, great, great PCs. And they are sponsoring with the Magic Cup this year. So. All of our worldwide finalist teams who are going to St. Petersburg, Russia, are invited, as hopefully you all know by now because of the emails I've been sending you, that you could win $10,000 from Samsung if your project is cool and innovative, as kind of a global perspective, sort of a fresh, sort of fun thing. So please, if you are one of those teams, we have emailed you about the award application survey. Please fill it out. You could win money from Samsung or any of our other good partners. So please take a look.
That's pretty general. They're just looking for something innovative.
You know, the thing is, they'll know it when they see it, right? So we're gonna get the stuff that applies.
I'm just saying everyone can apply. Like, it's just...
Well, you know, we'll see. I think we'll get a lot of applications. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But then we'll have Samsung take a look and see, like, what do they feel like? Because you see the kind of PCs they make. Like, they make these really crazy, like, you know, very versatile sort of laptops and so on.
So when they see it, they'll know.
Exactly.
It's like finding the love of your life. When you see them, you know.
Exactly.
You know you're in love and you're going to... Give them $10,000.
Yes, that's right.
That's not how love works.
Is that how you do this?
I love you. Here's $10,000. All right, what do we have
Fantastic.
Here?
Fantastic.
Okay. I remember this. I remember this challenge.
Yeah, so we are right up on the deadline.
In fact,
when this goes live, this episode goes live, probably the day before or so, day or two before. So June 14th at almost midnight GMT is the deadline to submit your project to the Women's Athletics App Challenge.
Nice.
If you're having any issues with uploads or something, just drop us a note at imagine@microsoft.com. We'll be happy to help you out, solve the problem, no big deal. And as you may recall, this is a contest open to female teams of students around the world to create software related to athletics, sports, fitness, etc. And we're going to fly the winning team to Seattle in August, I believe, to go see the Seattle Storm women's basketball team, visit Microsoft, hang out, do some fun stuff. Should be awesome. So,
are we invited?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Me and you.
I think we are going to go see a Storm game.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yes. I'm excited.
I think we got like a box and stuff. Maybe.
No.
I'm not sure.
Box seats.
Don't quote me.
Jerseys? Popcorn and soda?
Available for purchase, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. All right, so deadline, June 14th.
Yep, get your stuff
Make it happen.
It is time.
Cool.
And that's our last contest for this season. We're like wrapping up.
Yeah, that's
We're
it.
We're almost all done.
And so then, is that it?
That is.
That's all the news?
That's the end.
Oh, no crazy pictures?
No crazy pictures. I thought I'd spare you this week.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, man. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Until next time, then.
Totally. We will see you in 3 weeks, just before the Magic Cup Worldwide Finals, July 8th through 9th, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yay!
Next time you see us, be the last time you see us before the event. So strap your belt buckles on and get ready.
It's and you can see this in real life. Yeah, they're excited.
They're clamoring for it. They're like, I want to see Johnny Goldass. Can I get their autograph?
Oh, yeah. Good times. That'll
All
right.
Fun.
See you guys later.
Bye-bye.